From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA is pursuing an ambitious plan to deliver household-sized boxes of food around the country starting next month to deal with a surplus of meat, milk, and produce on the market. According to agrimarketing.com, the boxes would be delivered to food banks and other nonprofits. Delivering the boxes directly is a way of dealing with volunteer shortages and refrigeration challenges. Delivery begins May 15th and runs through the end of the year. A new survey finds about 40% of the farmland in the U.S. is rented, and in some counties that number is nearing 80%, and over a third of this land is owned by women. The survey by American Farmland Trust called Understanding and Activating Non-Operator Landowners, Non-Operator Landowner Survey, is an attempt to clear up misconceptions and identify opportunities to advance conservation on ag lands owned by those who don't farm it. President Trump signed an executive order last week putting a 60-day pause on immigration into the U.S., but that order will not stop the movement of guest ag workers to the U.S., instead only people seeking green cards. Michael Marsh, CEO of the National Council of Ag Employers, tells ThePacker.com, "We're still working hard to get more workers, but it's not been as bad as some thought it would be a month and a half ago." He says they're also working to keep the coronavirus from spreading and fighting to have the Paycheck Protection Program apply to farmers. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.